Wyatt Thompson, voice of the Kansas State Wildcats, joining me here at the K-State Fry, the annual K-State Fry. And how many is this now for you, Wyatt?
This would be number 12, and I'm really excited about it, Adam. It's a great time to be a Wildcat. We've got so many things going, not only in athletics, but on our campus in terms of new buildings and construction work and all of that kind of stuff. The university's growing and prospering, and it's just a fun time right now.
Speaking of the new projects, you were able to sit in the broadcast booth. I had a new spot this past year in the West Stadium project completed. What was that view like?
Well, a little bit higher, but it was great. The way the West Stadium Center as a whole turned out, I think we were all really tickled to death with it. I think it's been great for the fans. It's been great for our donors, and certainly, for the media, a different view and a different set. But for the most part, it's been great, and we loved it. We had a heck of a good year, too, after a pretty slow start.
Yeah, absolutely. You had a great year in football and then also a pretty good year in basketball, a rebuilding season. You make it back to the NCAA tournament. Got to be pretty exciting for not a lot of expectations for basketball.
Well, it's interesting when you lose the three guys that we lost a year ago after that championship team, and then you lose Angel Rodriguez. I'm going to say that probably the expectations certainly went down. I don't know if any of us really honestly knew what to expect, but I think that to get to a fifth straight NCAA tournament based on those types of losses and the way that we did it after, like football, a slow start, was really rewarding. I thought Coach Weber and Coach Lowry and the staff did a great, great job of bringing this team along. Keep in mind now, Will had to move from the two guard to the point. Everybody had different roles, including Shane Southwell. But to me, one of the great, great stories of the year was what we saw out of Marcus Foster and Wesley Awundu. Had you said in mid-October that these two guys were going to play those type of extended minutes and give us the production that they did, I think it's a great, great story. And for Marcus to be second team all Big 12 after that freshman season was awesome.
Yeah, and you get an opportunity to call a Thursday night football game this fall, too, with the Auburn Tigers, the national runners-up. And, that's probably already got to be buzzing around quite a bit in Manhattan.
It is. Not only is K-State growing, lots of construction work and what have you, but the city is, too. And you can just get a sense that everybody is excited for this fall for a lot of different reasons. But having a team like Auburn come to town is really exciting. I think you mentioned that they were national runner-up last year. Gus Malzahn does such a great job. Scary. They have almost everybody back, including that really talented quarterback. So that'll be a real challenge. We go to Iowa State early. We've got a Thursday game at West Virginia. So it's going to be interesting. We'll have a few Saturdays off and a couple of Thursday night games, but the schedule's really intriguing to me.
Well, that's got to be kind of weird not having or having five Saturdays off.
Yeah, you don't think about it that way very often. It will give me an opportunity to watch a lot of college football, and frankly, sometimes, I watch a lot, but it's usually through the DVR, and this time I'll probably get to be able to watch quite a few games in a live situation, which will be fun. But I'm looking forward to it because, you've got a really challenging schedule coming up here KU back at home after playing over there last year. So looking forward to it, and it'll be here before you know it.
Well, of course, night number three of the Catbacker Tour here, lands you here at Scott City, the K-State Fry. And I guess what have Cat fans been talking to you about this week?
Well, for the most part, lots of questions about, what are your thoughts about Daniel Sams? That was a big question over the first couple of nights in Dodge and Garden. And I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen, where he'll end up. Is there a chance that he could still be around? Don't know that yet. I hope so. Really nice young guy. But if not, life will go on. I really like the football team and where they're headed. We get asked a lot about Jake Waters, who's going to be the running back and those kind of things. And then with basketball, how's the recruiting gone? I mean, people know we've got some new faces coming. They're excited about, what they've heard. They probably don't know as much as we know about it, and that's okay. But we signed, as an example, a basketball player really late, a top 80 national kid, Malik Harris, who's a 6'4", 6'5", really interesting combo guard, who's a terrific player. So expectations for basketball will be a little different this time when we get to October.
Well, it's going to be should be an exciting summer leading up to the fall and then into the winter sports season there at Kansas State. And Wyatt Thompson, of course, the voice of the Wildcats here. I'm on Mix 94. And Wyatt, always a pleasure seeing you. And we'll see you and enjoy the evening.
Well, thank you so much. It's great to be back in Scott City.